six pack Mishnah Beis. Bas Yisrael Shachlat Shuma, Bas Technesis Lekoyim. The halacha is like this: a Jewish girl is now allowed to Shuma. She married the Koyim, from that point on onwards, she has the right to eat Shuma. She's considered Kenyan Katzpah. He was married her with Kesef. Yeah. So, if she ate the Shuma, then before she got married, so at the time she ate it, she may have to pay the principal and another fifth to the Kohanim. Says in Shuma, she'll eat Zochavo Koyin Ochla. If the Shuma that she ate was a Koyin, was Shuma that was never given over to any Koyin, then Mishalemis Kem, the Koyin Mishalatma, she's allowed, she has to separate the principal plus the fifth and proclaim that Shuma, and now she's allowed to take it for herself because now she has the status of a Koyin. In Shuma, she's Zochavo Koyin Ochla, is already the Shuma was already given over to a Koyin, so then now it's considered the money of that Koyin. If she eats it, now she's stealing from the Koyin, so she has to pay back what she stole from him. So therefore, Mishalem is a Kamla Bayam, the principal, she has to pay back to the original Koyin, because that's like paying back something she stole. The Choymesh, the extra fifth, that Rasma, she can keep it for herself. Why? Because they said, HaOichol Shuma Shoyim Mishalem Kamla Bayam, the Choymesh of the Chomish Yis. The person eats Shuma. So we look at the payment of the principal as the payment for causing a loss to the coin. And if the shuma belongs to a coin, you have to pay back that specific coin. But the extra fifth, as we said, is an extra fine that the Torah gave, and that is not shaykh to any specific coin. You can give that to whoever you want, and therefore, if this woman became a coin afterwards, then she could keep it for herself, the fifth. But the principal, if she took the principal from a specific coin, she would have to pay him back the principal.